This is HPR episode 2299 entitled, What's in My Bag, and is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by Shane Shannon, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, here are the 5 items in the bag I take to my job.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hacker Public Radio audience, welcome. This is What's in My Bag. My name is Shane Shannon, and I'm a computer instructor at a private career college in Ontario, Canada. Now, I'm not a server admin or an IT guy in the regular sense. I'm just a computer instructor, but there are 5 things that I carry in my work bag all the time. And I tend to use these quite a bit. The first thing in my bag is an LED flashlight, just in case of power outages. Now, they don't happen too often, but when they happen, my computer lab is completely in the dark. There's an exit at the end of the building, and since my computer lab is in the basement of this building, there's only light at that end, but in my computer lab proper, when the power outage hits, it's completely dark. Since we're far from the exits, there's not even any of that emergency light in nearby. So it's nice to have this LED flashlight in my bag, close at hand. I also have a flash drive in my bag, of course. Very useful for transferring files from my computer to a student's computer or vice versa. But it's on the fun side. This flash drive is a Star Wars flash drive. It's got R2-D2 on it. So it's nice to have something kind of with a humorous tone in the classroom. It reminds me that things aren't deadly serious all the time. Also on the fun side, I have a set of Rory Story Cubes. If you've never seen them, imagine a set of 9 dice. But instead of numbers, on each face there's an illustration. Just a little drawing. I use these when students are learning how to save files for the first time. I have them open up Notepad or WordPad. And then to give them an idea of something to write about, I have them roll one of these story cubes. I'm going to roll one of these now. Ah, okay. It came up with a picture of a tree. So the student might write, "The tree had green leaves," period. And then they save that and close WordPad or Notepad and then open it back up. And roll another die. Ah, this one is an eye. So they might write something like, "I need to see my optometrist." So these story cubes are just to give some students just a hint of something they can write about, so they won't have to think about the topic entirely by themselves. Now, I don't use these with everybody. My students are all adults. So if I suspect that somebody might think that these are too childish, I don't even bring them out. But occasionally I have a student who gets a kick out of them. Okay, let me look at my phone app here. What is the next thing I was going to talk about? Oh yeah, my notebook. So I have a pocket-sized notebook, and its main purpose is not for teaching, but to unload my brain. So say I think of something that I want to remember. Instead of the old way, where I'd write it on a post-it note and stick that post-it note into my pocket. I found I was carrying lots of scraps of paper around by the end of the day. Instead, if I have an idea of something I need to do at home or some project I want to start on, then I just write it in this notebook. And I've kind of got a modified bullet journal style for this. The first four pages of the notebook are reserved for index. And then as you make new topics, you reserve two pages for each topic. So every spread, two pages, is reserved for a topic. So I've got everything here from spiritual stuff like scripture or prayer to more techie stuff like what I want to do with my Raspberry Pi or things that I've done after installing the latest install of Ubuntu. So everything goes in here just as a way of unloading my brain so I don't have to think about it during work. And then when I'm bored or I need something, I go back through the notebook after work and I see projects that I might have wanted to do. For example, there's a category here called miscellaneous projects. Let's see what's in here. Oh yeah, one of the things I had in here was to install OpenRed Alert, OpenRA, and I checked that off. That's something I did a few months ago. Or I've got different ideas in here in the miscellaneous projects area for creating avatars for my Twitter account or my Mastodon account, things like that. Okay, we're nearly at the end of this. The last thing that's in my bag is my BlackBerry Z10. Not the newest phone, not the flashiest for sure, but I got it for cheap. I got it for $100 when BlackBerry was unloading phones before whatever came after the BlackBerry Z10 was. So I paid only $100 for it, had it for a few years now, and I'm going to get myself a nice Android sometime, but this phone is doing it for now. Mostly I use it for listening to podcasts or keeping my calendar, things like that. But it's always on me, and while I'm at work, it's in my bag most of the time. So that's it. Not the most high-tech what's in my bag. But I hope you might have heard something here that's interesting or something that you want to find out more about. Anyway, thanks for your time, and I'll talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.